everybody. John Palmer.
Anthony Chiffo.
And this is Listen Up. Jesus is on the air.
And welcome. You bring great joy to our hearts. We're two kids from Brooklyn and Queens with love of Jesus in our hearts. Oh, and we want to spread that love to you.
And that's Al Barbarino singing in the background. It's our new theme song, written by
Paul Val Music.
Enjoy. We'll be back.
With gladness, and it put our heart at ease. Whether working or at leisure, Jesus wants to show the way. If we take the time to ask him, he will guide us through the day. Let's be thankful for Lord Jesus when we want to find our way. Let's remember that He loves us, and let's thank Him every day.
Tony, that certainly expresses what this show is all about. Trust God.
Thank him every day. Thank him. Well, John, what do we got going on today?
Well, we have quite a full program. We're going to do two troubadours for Christ. One is Palmer Pascal, who unfortunately died last year. And the other is John Finelli, who's live and in the studio with us.
And he's a great guy.
Yes, he is. And you have in your business roundtable?
Business roundtable are going to be two attorneys. Spiritually so in love with Jesus, and the name is Steve Hansen and Tom Schallen, and they are in love.
And who do you have in Saints Alive?
Saints Alive, we're going to feature the mother of the Blessed Mother and the grandmother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Saint Anne, and the grandfather, Saint Jellicon.
And as for the healer of the day, we're going to have Solanus Casey, and that will be at the end of the show. And we're going to pray for those who have sent us petitions. We got a full program today, folks. Hope you listen and enjoy it.
I wish you could stay with me.
That's Palmer Pascal singing. A very talented and spiritual woman who we lost to cancer last year. And I thought, as long as we're doing Troubadours for Christ, why not celebrate Palmer? Because the song she's singing is from her album, I'll Leave You My Music. And we're so glad she did. So let's just listen in a little bit to this song. And you'll see through the other songs that we choose that she really is a and was, still is, I guess, through her music, a very spiritual, special woman. She's going to leave us her music.
I leave you the music. I leave you my soul.
I first met Palma several years ago, and I happened to hear her album, The Broken Cup. And the music that she creates speaks to the heart. Really inspired music, because she gets right to the core of what it is to be in relationship with Jesus. And the first of the songs that we're going to play for her, just as a lesson of being in relationship with God. She spends time in one song saying, "Let me introduce you to a man." And really, we played this on our first show. It's the theme of everything that we're talking about here, whether you're in business or private. We want to be in a personal relationship with Jesus, and she caught that in this song. So sit back and let her introduce you to Jesus.
Let me introduce you to a man with his hands scarred and his eyes filled with love. God had sent him to the earth to die with his arms wide like the wings of a dove. This man forgives. This man, he lives. He's here for you to meet today. This man is home life eternal, the Son of God, he made the way. Let me introduce you to his love, with his power to renew and to heal. Even though he's not a man you see, he is living, he is present, he is real. This man is kind. This man is gentle. Defeat. He is the King. His love's forever, and I am glad that you could meet.
You know, music is inspired by the Holy Spirit. The words, the music, rise up in the heart of the person who is gifted in this manner. Palma certainly is.
I know him well,
The last song is The Power of Prayer.
See the sturdy golden rope wrapped around the earth. Like a gentle wave it floats, measure beyond worth. Made of all the many prayers whispered up into the air, offered up to Jesus Christ the Lord, who weaves them. Many lives connected, yet many do not know. Every time they say a prayer, the rope begins to grow. Ever stronger, ever long, one in God we all belong. Woven, intertwining, every soul. The golden rope of Jesus that connects the souls of men. Behold the rope of Jesus for your lifelines in his hand. Join with everyone on earth, enjoy the tie that binds. The golden rope of Jesus will connect all hearts and minds.
We're all connected through the power of prayer to Jesus. And that golden rope that Palmer envisioned connects us now to her, where she is, home with Jesus, and she's praying with us.
The golden rope of Jesus that connects the souls of men. Behold the rope of Jesus for your lifelines in his hand. Join with everyone on earth, enjoy the tie that binds. The golden rope of Jesus will connect all hearts and minds. Grab a hold of his promises, endless love and hope. His strands are strong, a mighty rope. The golden rope of Jesus that connects the souls of men. For your lifelines in his hands. Join with everyone on earth, enjoy the tie that binds. The golden rope of Jesus will connect all hearts.
Palmer Pascal.
And this is John Finelli, a troubadour for Christ, singing his own original song, Going My Way. Give a listen. Listen up.
The road is dry and furrowed. It fills my throat with dust. The stones that lie within it make me stumble. It is long and very narrow, but follow it I must, though unsteadiness afoot would keep me humble. Going my way, sweet Jesus, with me, I would pray. I just need you right beside me through it all those burdens, cares and sorrows cannot make me lose my way, for you lift me up and carry me every time I fall. So I walk along this pathway, praying you would walk with me, for falling's easy and the way is wide. Yet you gave yourself as offering, fully knowing what would be, thus ensuring that salvation wouldn't be denied. Going my way, sweet Jesus, walk with me, I would pray. I just need you right beside me through it all those burdens, cares and sorrows cannot make me lose my way, for you lift me up and carry me every time I fall. As I draw my inspiration, helping poor and saddened souls, living life by bringing hope to those in need, I can find that my salvation lies in life now being made whole through eternal love that flows from grace indeed. Going my way, sweet Jesus, walk with me, I would pray. I just need you right beside me through it all those burdens, cares and sorrows cannot make me lose my way, for you lift me up and carry me every time I fall. Going my way, sweet Jesus, walk with me, I would pray. I just need you right beside me through it all those burdens, cares and sorrows cannot make me lose my way, for you lift me up and carry me every time I fall.
Well, Tony, I'd like you to meet John Finelli.
Mr. Finelli.
Oh, yeah, Tony,
great
how are
meeting you? Your
John is our
procedure.
Musician.
Thank you.
And our troubadour for Christ for today. And I know you don't know him, so why don't you get to know him a bit on mic. Ask him.
I'd love to get to know you, John. May I call you John?
Certainly.
I have to tell you, I'm honored to be sitting in the same room
Thank
with you, because I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, he says that to older guys. I want you to know.
No, that's not true. That's not true. Yeah, I'd like to know a little bit about you, John, if you don't mind. I'd like to know, when were you first introduced to Jesus and to God? What made you become the troubadour of the churches?
Well, the troubadour part came much later in life. I was a musician and a music teacher before that. But I came to know Christ at an early age. I was a teenager, you know, in my late teens when I got to know Christ very well. I had a wonderful experience, and I was close to him after that forever. It's been a part of my life.
What part of your life has Jesus been? How much of your life has Jesus been?
He guides a lot of what I do and what I think about. My philosophy. Everyone goes through life with a philosophy of some kind. And my philosophy is that he is my leader, my savior. The one who I trust, the one who I rely on, and the one who I speak to and seek counsel with.
Amen.
Always.
How did you get into the music?
Well, I was a music teacher, and I took an instrument at an early age, and I was a professional by the time I was a teenager, and I played in the field, as they say. And I left the field to go to college to be a teacher. One of the reasons I left it was that I saw no future in terms of having a family and in terms of doing much decency, because the music field is replete with, was at the time, I'm sure it certainly is now, with a lot of activities that were not, that I was not of the kind that really interested me. I was not interested in the drug culture, and I felt it not only intervened, but really was insidious and really destroyed much of the popular music field. So I left it completely and went on to be a teacher. When I retired from teaching 12 years ago, I joined a group at the church and found that my skills were quite adequate, not only in playing and performing and singing, but I tried my hand at writing and found that it was a wonderful experience, something I tried earlier that was not successful. I couldn't write a song to save my soul. And once I started with the music group and the music liturgy, I found that there was a lot of opportunity for me to apply my trade. And I feel successful at some of the things I've done.
And you are. Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Do you feel that Jesus led you into this?
Absolutely.
And Jesus
absolutely
guided you into this writing?
Absolutely. My grandmother always wanted me to play the guitar at church, and I always... At the time I was a child, it was unheard of to have a guitar up in the Northeast anyway. Maybe in the Southwest it may have been different. But in the Northeast it was almost unheard of. We didn't hear or see guitars. We heard organs and we heard pianos, but that was about it. But when I retired, there was more than an ample opportunity. And I used to think about what she said quite a bit as a youngster. And one evening I was just playing from a hymn book. And I said, gee, wouldn't it be wonderful if I can do this in church? It wasn't 2 weeks later that I ended up going to a church meeting accompanying my wife at St. Barnabas. And I bumped into this group that was performing. So I walked over and asked if they needed someone else. And lo and behold.
Isn't it amazing when Jesus is your best friend?
Absolutely.
The things that can happen.
He opens every door.
Every door.
Every door.
Now, we're going to play a song that I really love that you wrote. It's called Sit Beside Me, Lord. How did that come about?
That was a prayer that I wrote out of a very trying experience. You know, one thing I've learned in coming to God is that you're not exempt from the cares and the problems of the world. They exist in your life. They're very strong. But the wonderful part about it is that there's always somebody to lean on and to talk. And this prayer grew out of that experience. I received news that I had cancer, and I had just come out of the hospital with a stent operation, and this was like the double whammy that landed on me like a ton of bricks. So I sat and prayed and meditated and spoke to the Lord, and in the process, this prayer came out of it, which I wrote as a song.
It's beautiful. Let's listen to it.
Beside me, Lord, as I talk with you. Come sit by my side as I pray. In this troubled world of mine, when I'm tossed and confused and blind, let my eyes be opened wide by your wounded hands and side. Ever-loving Lord and forgiving me, your spirit fly in my soul. For I'm sure that I could never be worthy of your love for me. sit beside me, Lord. Jesus, make me darkness, Lord, just to feel your hand rest on mine. Through my trials and my fears, all my pain and all my tears, it's the hope you always give unto those through whom you live. While you're sitting here right beside me, Lord, light pours through the clouds, fills my soul. Love for me makes me completely free. Sit beside me, Lord Jesus, make me
John, that's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Really like it. You know, when I hear it, I think of myself just kneeling down to pray in adoration at the chapel. And many times I felt like Jesus is there with his hand on my shoulder.
Mm.
And it's so wonderful, the song. It says so much to our hearts. And Tony, you want to ask?
Yeah, I just have two questions. On the song, first of all, what was the inspiration to write it? What inspired you to write the song? Such a beautiful song.
Well, I was very much concerned about the cancer, so I knelt in prayer and spoke to God from my heart. And it's a story, really. It's the approach in your prayer as you start, you ask God for his help, for the strength to get through this next trial. But it's also acknowledging that you realize that he suffered and he knows what we went through, what he went through, and what we're going through. And in that light, acknowledging his superiority and his supreme goodness, I prayed for strength. It's the story behind the prayer.
Mm.
And in my mind, I envisioned a quiet place, speaking to God.
With his arm on your shoulder.
With his arm on my shoulder.
And that's just the way it is. Exactly.
People don't understand that personal relationship. They don't understand
it's
that
so
God's
necessary.
There.
But isn't that so wonderful that our God, our Creator, is willing to come down to stand by our sides and not look down upon us, but to look
up
right
with us.
Up with us, with his arms around us.
Absolutely.
I find that astonishingly amazing.
And he puts up with us, too. That's even more so. You know, one person asked me, what's the most outstanding thing that you've learned about God? And my answer is, I can't believe it. He loves me. You know?
And that he tolerates us.
Tolerates us. And he's a good guy.
And he tolerates us.
Now, you're within the Way Music, too, aren't
you? Yes.
Why don't you tell us a bit about that?
Well, that group formed out of the St. Barnabas Prayer Group. And we provide musical accompaniment for various Catholic venues. Some of them masses, healing masses, special services, meetings. And where we can, we lend our ability. One of the beautiful things that I found in life is that no matter what your ability is, God has a way to use it. I never thought he would use me in this way at all. I didn't know what he was going to do. I didn't know where my life was going to lead. But as I was downstairs praying that time and playing, when that door opened up, I realized that he opened up new vistas for me. And right. And this group formed out of that, too. And I didn't shy away from it because when I was younger, it was almost considered irreverent to pray to God in that way. But I realized not long after I joined this group that God wants us to worship him in the way that we know how. And that whatever our abilities are, he's more than welcome. We're more than welcome to use them to serve him. And as a matter of fact, the more we have, the more he wants us to do.
And Tony, I met John. He, in the way, he came and played at some of our Saturday seminars.
Oh.
And every now and then, he had a song that would come up. And it just fit with what we were talking about. And it's really something, it's a real special gift, John. And we're just so happy that you're sharing it with us today.
Thank you.
And you know, I don't know about you, Tony, but would you like to hear one more song?
Absolutely. I'm honored just to be sitting next to him, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
and absolutely.
And your music is so nice.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, people don't realize you do all the instruments.
Absolutely, yeah.
And
yes.
And you're a music teacher?
Yes. Band director, so you learn to play most of the instruments.
Which of your songs would you like us to play next?
This God is Love.
This God is Love. Okay.
You'll like that.
We'll play it. And as we play it, we just want to thank you for being here.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And for sharing your music.
This God is love. This God is awesome wonder. This God is power on high. His voice like thunder. This God is kindness, with mercy sure from up above. This God is tender, this God is love. This God is love, this God is awesome wonder. This God is power on high, his voice like thunder. This God is kindness, with mercy sure from up above. This God is tender, this God is love. How he deigns to walk with us each day. How he shows his power and might in all we see. Despite our failings, he loves to hear us call on him. Despite our weakness, his strength remains above our sin. Oh, call upon your Savior, his everlasting love will set us free. This God is love, this God is awesome wonder. This God is power on high, his voice like thunder. This God is kindness, with mercy sure from up above. This God is tender, this God is love. So this grateful soul will praise his name, that the great I am should even think of me. He takes my burden and lightens up my darkened soul. He heals my sickness and renders me completely whole. Oh, give it up to Jesus. His mercy and his love has set me free.
This God is love. This God is awesome wonder. This God is power on high. His voice like thunder. This God is kindness with mercy sure from up above. This God is tender. This God is love. This God is tender. This God is love.
It's time for Saints Alive. The saint of this week is Saint Anne, who is the grandmother of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the mother of our Blessed Mother Mary. Saint Anne is not mentioned in the New Testament, nor is she mentioned in any historical records, except for an unbiblical Gospel of Saint James, which dates back to the 2nd century. According to Saint James, Anne is the mother of Mary and the grandmother of our Lord Jesus. Anne was the wife of Joachim. They were married for 20 years, advanced in age, and despite intense prayers by both Anne and Joachim, they were still childless and were being ridiculed by the townspeople. One day, while Anne was in prayer, an angel appeared to her and told her that the Lord had heard their prayers, and you shall conceive and bring forth the child that will be spoken of in all the world. Anne promised to dedicate this child to God as a gift to our Lord for allowing her to have a child. Thus Anne became the mother of the Blessed Virgin Mary, mother of Jesus. Mary spent much of her childhood at the Temple of Jerusalem. When she was 14, they betrothed her to Joseph of Nazareth. And so Mary's story continues with the birth of Jesus and his life on earth. Saint Anne is the patroness of mothers, housewives, women in labor, and miners. Her emblem is a door. Saint Anne has been frequently represented in art, and the lovely face depicted by Leonardo da Vinci comes first to mind in the connection. The name of Anne derives from the Hebrew Hana, meaning grace, and her feast day is July 26th. Saint Anne, along with Saint Joachim, have combined their love and their devotion and their love for Mary, their daughter, to cultivate their grandson, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Tony, this is your business roundtable time. Who do you have for us today?
Well, today we're going to have two attorneys, Steve Hansen and Tom Schallen. And they are spiritual attorneys. They fit the bill, and they love Jesus.
And I know you're going to start off by asking, why should anyone have to get a lawyer if they want to start their own business?
Why do you need a legal counsel if you're going to start your own business? Well, why don't I let them tell you that? We're interviewing Giuliano, Hansen, and Scallon, and their attorneys. And they're in the neighborhood here in Franklin Square, and they are happen to be parishioners of St. Catherine of Siena. So here we have Steve and Tom, so tell us about it. If I want to start a business, why would I have to go to a lawyer? And why would I go to you?
Okay, I always say to people, you don't have to go to a lawyer. You can go and try to learn all this stuff yourself. If you dig hard enough, you'll find the information you need, the forms you need, and where you have to take it and how to file it and how to fill it out. It could take you decades, though, to do that on your own. So anybody that's ready to form a business, I encourage you to stick to what you know and go to the professionals around you for the expertise that you need that you don't know. And we can then take you as your attorneys and guide you through the process. Now, I really want to stress that it's important that people reach out to your attorneys, your accountant. Do that early on in the process, because even though you're going to have to pay your fees up front, it could potentially end up saving you a lot more money down the road. Because, for instance, in legal terms, your business could involve setting up a corporate structure or not. Being a sole proprietor, being a partnership. It could involve a lease. It could involve a license required by the state or a local government or the federal government, or permits for the type of work you may do. You may not know that, and you may find out down the road that somebody gives you a fine and a violation and a fine, which ends up costing you a substantial amount of money. So I think the time you spend with your legal counsel early on as a prescriptive kind of measure, this is what I want to do and what kind of things do I have to watch out for and what kind of requirements do I have to fulfill in order to basically keep the government out of my hair and allow me to focus on what I actually want to do as a business. So that's what we're here for.
So Steve, you're very spiritual and Tom is very spiritual, and I know you go to church regularly, and you're a believer in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, does that come into play at all in your operating your business? Do you take that in consideration and you apply the biblical book to your practice at all?
Absolutely. I begin my day here in the office with a short time of prayer, and that may involve opening up scripture and spending some time reading scripture. I also will pray for my clients and the matters and the problems that they are having to deal with, because I believe we have legal measures we can take to help solve those problems, but I also believe that Jesus is with us and is a spiritual aspect to solving our needs. You know, one of the passages of scripture that I find to be my favorite is the prologue to the Gospel of John. And what I particularly like about that is John points out to us that without Jesus, nothing would be made. Everything comes from Him. And it takes us as men and women out there, you know, we are prideful creatures, and we often lose sight of the fact that Jesus is the Creator and we are not. And so I think that's why I find that scripture passage to be my favorite, because it reminds me of that, and I pray that basically every day.
So then if anyone comes to you, they know that they're coming to a spiritually inspired attorney, and I'm sure your partners are the same way, and I know Tom goes to St. Catherine of Siena, and so there's spirituality in this organization.
Right,
and they could feel.
And it goes beyond just we attend Mass on Sunday. You know, we take advantage of Eucharistic adoration that we are so fortunate to have at St. Catherine's on Fridays from 9 to 9. And I'm able, because of our pastor opening up the parish church, I'm able to pop over there for an hour at lunchtime and spend some time before the tabernacle. You know, so the spirituality as a Catholic, it's not just going to Mass. It's trying to live as a good Christian throughout your day, throughout your work, and by taking advantage of the church and also the sacraments. You know, go to confession, go to adoration, receive communion as often as I can, spend some time with prayerful people.
Okay, now, a lot of people are out of work. A lot of people feel that maybe this is the opportunity for them to start their business, and they're searching around. So would you say that one of their first things they should do is consult an attorney in order to get their legal structure going? Or what would they do first? And how would they, how would you advise them to have their corporate structure as a corporation, a subchapter S, an LLC, a sole proprietor, a partnership? What's that stuff all about?
Well, those are different corporate structures depending upon what the individual or individuals coming together, what kind of business they want to have, how they want it to operate. Do they want to have shares in the corporation? Are they thinking about potentially maybe taking it public? Or is it just going to be a couple of people working as partners? It really comes down to the individual circumstances. So we would encourage people early on in the process, once they have developed their idea and really have a firm grasp of what they want to do, At that point, they would come in and sit down with us, and we would explore that business to get an understanding of our own, which we can then use to help advise on what's the best structure.
So what's the difference between a sole proprietorship, a partnership, a corporation, and an LLC?
Well, the LLC and corporation are both corporate structures. Corporation basically allows people to come together for a business purpose and without having personal liability for all of the acts and debts of the business. So it protects your personal assets in the case that you end up getting sued or something like that. So some businesses are more geared towards, yeah, a corporation is a good idea. A partnership does not have that. So when you go into a partnership, you are personally on the hook for all those debts. It really comes down to what the needs are of the business, what kind of business it is, and also the personality of the person. Sometimes that is a big factor.
So if it's a corporation, it's got a corporate veil. They're not liable personally.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an LLC, it's like a hybrid of a corporation and a partnership, I guess.
Right.
But it still gives you the corporate veil where you're not liable personally for the debts of the corporation or the
exactly.
business. Is that the way
exactly.
it boils down to? If you're a single or sole proprietor, you're personally liable for all the debts of the business. Is that correct?
Right, right.
So then there would be sometimes when you would advise as a sole proprietorship, and sometimes you would advise as a LLC, and sometimes as a corporation or whatever?
Yeah, sometimes it comes down to what kind of funds does this person have at the moment. You know, to incorporate requires you expend some funds. You have forms to be filled out, forms to be filed, forms to be actually drafted. All of that, you know, takes time and money. Some people don't necessarily have that, but they want to get it off the ground. And if their exposure is not that great, well, maybe a sole proprietorship is the way to go. But it really depends on the person, and I would encourage everybody, sit down with your attorney, whether it's us or somebody else, but go to an attorney, call them up. Even if you're not sure if there are legal ramifications, any attorney that really wants to help and is concerned about you would take the time to discuss it with you just to tell you whether or not you actually have a legal issue you need to worry about. So we want people to come to us as soon as possible when they start considering that they want to go ahead with the business and deal with the issues of, am I going into a lease? What kind of provisions do I need in there? Suppose I don't get the proper permits from the town or the municipality. What happens then with the lease? Well, we would try to build into the lease provisions that would protect you for not having to be on the hook for a three-year lease if the town permit doesn't come through and you can't operate your business there. We want to make sure you have the proper insurance coverage for what you want to do. I want to make sure that you have the proper licenses that apply to whatever the trade is that you're going into, or that you know of all of the regulations that are going to apply to you, so that you don't find out down the road when some government agency comes along and gives you a violation because you didn't comply with the rule and ends up costing you thousands of dollars in fines. So we want you to come in as soon as possible with an eye towards preventing a lot of the misery out there that could happen if you don't know the laws and the
okay.
regulations that apply to you, and you can focus on doing your business and earning your money.
Someone called you guys. You guys put a stopwatch out? You timed the call? I mean, are all calls billable events with you guys? How do you work it? Do I have to be afraid to call you?
No. I mean, yes, lawyers have a bad, you know, reputation. Those are more white-collar, high-end law firms. Our goal is to be a neighborhood law firm to help small people starting a small business. You come in, you want to consult. As far as fees, I think we can develop a fair and equitable fee structure. Clients have questions, and yes, they should be charged for our services. But the second the phone call rings and you pick up, you know, your so-called stop clock doesn't start right then and there and goes until you get off the phone. I mean, lawyers, actually, you know, lawyers, to the clients, they give them, I want to say free services, but they give them non-billable time. And as a former in-house counsel, I used to love, when I used to get the bills from all the outside counsel, I used to love when I got a legal service and they showed me on the invoice and they didn't charge me. That made me feel real good.
Absolutely. It makes me feel great.
That's good too. But the client needs to know that, you know, the lawyer is doing a service or doing work, even though they're not charging them for that.
Okay.
They are doing
work. You're entitled to a fee. You have to make a living.
Or even not, if not necessarily a fee, at least they know that something was done on their behalf. Even if they were charged, you know, whether a call was made, et cetera.
Next question. Can I get in touch with you guys? I mean, will you call me back in a timely fashion, or do I have to make 10 phone calls in order for you to call me back? I'm a business guy. I got a question. I got something on my mind, something I have to take care of. Can I make a one phone call and feel that I'm going to get you, or that you're going to call me back in a good, timely fashion, or is this going to be a
question? Because coming out of a corporation and in-house counsel, you always call back quick. You have to call back as soon as possible.
Well, the reality, though, in our situation is sometimes, you know, we're in court, sometimes we're in some kind of negotiation, some kind of meeting. We're not always able to just grab the phone and respond, you know, immediately.
Okay.
Although there are times I'd like to take that phone call rather than go on with the hearing.
Okay.
Or whatever I'm in. Yeah.
And I don't mean, when I say call back, I don't mean within the 12 minutes. I mean before the business day is over. We work evenings. We all call back on the weekends. You know, being local, that's our you know, goal, to show people that we're willing to work the evenings, the weekends. Meet with clients on a Saturday if their schedule doesn't permit.
That's fine. That's what I'm looking for.
So
that's what I'm looking for.
516-280.
Okay, so
8448.
So what's that number again?
516-280-8448.
Okay.
And it's Juliano Hanson in Scanlon.
Okay, so we're running out of time. I'd love to continue this, and maybe we can have another session. But as part of our entrepreneurial team, we have someone here that are some people here that are spiritually inclined. They are people that are believers in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and they probably will conduct their business along those lines. You might want to give them a call, give them a try.
We're running out of time, but we don't want to leave without praying for healing. And so now we just ask you to place your needs before Jesus, as if you were in church and as the offertory at the Mass, to put all your petitions in a little box and tie it with a blue ribbon and hand it up to Jesus and ask him, would you please take these to your Father, and through your mutual love of the Holy Spirit, the Father and yourself, answer our petitions. We pray for broken hearts. We pray for broken marriages. We pray for people who are no longer coming to church, that they be inspired to return. We pray for people to return to the sacrament of reconciliation and to receive the true presence of Jesus in the Eucharist, for indeed, he's the healer. We invite you to let the Spirit in. Let the Spirit love you. Let the Spirit of God touch you now. Now, let him touch you. Let him fill you with his love. And fill you with his peace. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being here with us and touching our listeners right now. Jerry DeAngelis is singing.
With his Spirit and his love, let him fill your heart and satisfy your soul. Oh, let him have the things that hold you, and his Spirit. descend upon your life and make you whole.
Jesus has touched you through the power of the Holy Spirit who dwells in you, Spirit of truth and the Spirit of love. And we ask you during this week, if you wish to email petitions to us, send them to listenup1240 at aol.com. We'll pray for them the same as we pray for you now. We thank you for listening. See you next week. John Palmer. And signing off for Tony as well.
Into life in Jesus' name.